Blog Talk Radio.
For the New York Rangers.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
All right, tell me in the chat room, does it sound better now?
It sounded better, yeah. I think we got to do it again, man.
Yeah, they're asking for it.
Full psych mode.
All right, here you go. Good. This is one another minute and a half less of radio that I got to come up with.
Oh, come on.
This is an unlawful gathering.
The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger? Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
Hello, Ronkonkoma. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio, home of the best internet radio show related to the New York Rangers and a million technical difficulties. We're doing well. Eddie, how are you, buddy?
It's gotten off to a pretty crappy start. Oh, yeah. I know it's going to get better, my friend. How dare you? How dare you say it's one less minute of internet radio you have to do tonight?
No, listen. What I was trying to say was it was a minute and a half less of material or it was a minute and a half less of technical difficulties that I had to worry about.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
That was really what I meant.
How dare you? I just want to say how dare you.
How dare you.
I'm waiting to say that all day. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
So, Lucky Charms, how are you?
Oh, yes. I saw that. I am the lucky charm for the New York Rangers as Dan Girardi continues his offensive blitz when I'm there. Two assists for Danny G, and the Rangers win. And I have to say, Jim, I may start believing I am a lucky charm.
I think you are. I mean, what's your? I mean, when was the last? I don't think
there's
in a game you went to, at least since we've been doing this show.
No. Well, we lost one game, which is a very critical game. We lost to the Thrashers. Remember that disgusting game towards the end of the season last year?
Oh, that's right. In the snow. You were at that game, weren't you? The snow game?
That was the Nashville game. This
that was
Nashville.
And they did lose. They did lose when you went to the Coliseum.
Oh, they always lose in that game. I can't win in that building. So, frankly, nobody can win in that building, whether you're a visitor or you're the home team.
Oh, yeah, Paulie is on tonight. Hello,
hello, Paulie.
So, a big win by the Rangers. I don't think anybody can complain after that game. We just tuning in the Paulie show there for a second. A big win. I think some pretty goals. I mean, I have a whole review of that, the new Madison Square Garden Phase 1 experience. Anytime you want me to jump into that, I will.
I'll tell you what, since Monday was Halloween and, you know, with time difference and everything, as soon as I came home from work, I did put the game on, but my night was pretty much consumed with Halloween. I was watching the game out of one eye and getting my daughter ready and giving out candy, the whole Halloween bit. So feel free to start at the beginning from the time you left the house, take us down your drive down the Long Island Expressway, the whole bit. Good. I want to hear
okay.
it all.
Well,
did you stop for gas? Did you go to 7-Eleven? Were there quarters in the air machine?
Well, I was a little wary of driving in, and I don't know why. I was too lazy, actually. And then I was like, oh, they're going to be freaks on the subway. You know, it's Halloween, and bah, bah, bah. And I figured maybe it'd be tough getting parking where I get parking because it is Halloween. A lot of people go into the city. So I wound up taking the Long Island Railroad for a mere $23.50 round trip. And thank God that Paul Lineken, who's a listener, an avid listener of the show, gave me free tickets. And Mario Morgado was good enough to go with me. So the tickets was great. It was free. And, you know, because it's ridiculous with the railroad, $24. It's just nuts. So rather than that, I figure I'd sit and relax and maybe see some slutty girls with their costumes on the train. And I get some eye candy, and then, I get stuck with, like, you know, fat guys dressed up as Frankenstein.
Coaster.
And that's just what I saw in the mirror. I mean, in the window. No, I'm only kidding. So, it was quite an experience. There were some young, fetching young lasses. I am a married man, and I don't have a wandering eye, but it seemed to be wandering. But, of course, it was nice. It was a nice train ride in. And then you get to this garden, and I meet Mario at the Cafe 31 outside that. Mario was there, and like the majority of people, everybody says Cafe 31's food isn't so hot, and most of it's not. I don't know why we people meet there. I have no idea. But you go into the garden. Let me tell you, I can tell you right now, phase one of Madison Square Garden is to make it look like the biggest piece of shit on earth. That is what phase one is. You know when you walk in and you see the ticket booths and all that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, when you do the main entrance? Mm-hmm. Let me say, first of all, it's painted in beige, okay? Which really grabs you, I have to tell you. There is no ceiling tiles in a lot of the overhead, and it looks like the DMV from 1987. I thought it was the Department of Motor Vehicles. I was like, where do I turn my plates in? I was walking around there going, wow. And Mario was like, this is complete? And in all the sections that I went in, it was the same thing. It was this beige, like, it's not finished. Now, I'm sure that some of the more hoity-toity, lower-level stuff is probably finished. But whereas normal people are, not finished. And then we get to the seats, and the seats are, I had been good enough to sit in Paul's seats before. His seats are moved now. This is something that I know will bug every one of us. They have now closed the entire garden off from walking around the entire garden. You know how you could do that? You cannot
right.
do that. You cannot do that anymore.
Wait, I thought they only is that upstairs as well? I thought that was just downstairs they did that.
It was in the 200s and the 300s. You could not go completely around.
Now, are you talking about where you're inside the seating area and you could walk all the way around? Is that what you're talking about, or are you talking about
right,
out
yeah,
on the top?
Yeah, like the walkway in front of your seat. Say you're in the 300, you know, you could. That's completely closed off. I mean, it's like 10 sections, 15 sections, I don't know, and then it's cut off. That I did not like, because I think we all like to take a stroll around the garden, say hello to, you know, who we're going to say hello to. There's no way to get down to the 100s from the 200s, unless you go down, so you can't.
That's the way they want it.
Yeah, they do, and I talked to a couple of ushers, and the ushers were like, you know, we had a lot of people jumping, you know, say, okay, well, you know, for $500 a ticket, I mean, you know. And I was like, well, these young kids today, and he's like, it wasn't just the young kids. He's getting all crazy. I mean, they don't have no sense of humor at that place.
No,
one
not
lady. Well, one lady did. One usher did. I was like, she's like, I went, you know, Kim Kardashian got divorced. She goes, really? And then we went through the whole thing. But that has nothing to do with the game.
Now, oh, what?
She got
oh,
her payday.
She didn't.
She got her payday. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Now, you want me to go to the game? You want me to talk about what? Let me talk about these Ranger fans, first of all.
Take me through what to do.
Jim, I can't take it. I really, seriously, these people are so negative. I mean, I thought I was bad when I was in the heat of being a Ranger fan. I'm still a diehard Ranger fan. But everything was a bitch and a moan fest. Near the game scored the power play. Blah. I'm like, you want a slap? Just calm down. Root for the team.
Now,
everything.
Let me just ask a quick question. Are you hearing this from fans of all ages, or is it just the younger fans that are like this? Is it the older fans?
It's the younger. It's the, you know, I can't speak for the over 40 crowd. I think the over 40 crowd, I'm not trying to be an ageist as far as Randy guys. I guess even the over 40, there was a lot of bitches in that fucking crowd, man.
Well,
and,
let me just say, if just, you're under the age of 25, shut up. Shut up. You would have no idea what it means to really suffer.
It's just a lot of people were just so down on every guy, and I'm like, why did you pay to watch this if you don't think the team is any good and it's not going anywhere, and this guy stinks, and that guy, I know we've had a rough start, but come on, let's keep it, even Mario. Mario's still got some residual angst in from the 70s. I think from the 70s.
He's never gotten over Rick Middleton.
No, I mean, he's like, we can't get anybody in front. You know, nobody's been in front since Esposito. And I'm like, dude, just calm down. And it's funny how people are just still. You would have thought 94 never happened. That's how I felt. That, you know, we've had a rough start. There's no doubt about it. People are upset that the Rangers did not come out of the gate like gangbusters. And,
listen to this show. You would have known that. I told you 3 weeks ago they were going to get off to a slow start.
That's true. You did. So, yeah, that. The fans are not happy about the renovations at all. I think people have read that on the internet. You can't find anything. It's a little bit disconcerting. But, you know, listen, we'll adjust. You know, people don't like anything changed. They don't. I thought the best quote was by Marcy Braverman's mom, who was a section over to me, who said to Marcy, who is that lunatic shouting down the Potvin sucks chant? And Marcy said to her mom, Oh, that's Eddie Geich. I was having full-blown fights with my own section. I said, it's not like he hit Messier or Gretzky or your beloved Mike York.
Or Sean Avery.
Or Sean Avery. He hit Ulf Nielsen. I mean, give it a break. It was a rut in the ice. I'm like, and people were like taunting. They're like, do it again. They were like saying, chant it three more times. They were chanting, you know, egging on the people who were chanting Potvin sucks. And it kind of took a little bit of a scene, but I don't think Mario was embarrassed. It was quite enjoyable.
Well, I remember last year when you and I went to the game, and the minute the Potvin sucks, stop it. Just stop it. I interviewed Ulf Nielsen. It was a rut in the ice. He said so. Stop it. Just stop it.
Exactly. It's a jinx. I kept yelling out, it's a jinx, but no. And then there was a kid behind, you know, one of these, you know, he's like 21 and under, 21 maybe, or under, and he had to explain to his friend why we say it. And then I was turning around. I go, you know, I hate the Islanders, but this chant is just a look at me thing. And they've got to do it in the first 5 seconds of the game. Anyway, as the game moved on, you know, it was that typical Ranger thing where we get on and we're winning and then everybody's waiting for the collapse. It wasn't until like 4 minutes left in the third period, people started going, hey, this is a pretty good game I came to. So it was quite an experience. They have the world of beers. They got sushi in this place now, and I didn't do any of that stuff.
What are we, Kings fans?
Yeah.
No disrespect to the fine guys at the LA Kings cast who had us on the show and we took over, but what are we, Kings fans?
Exactly.
You don't eat sushi at a sporting event. If you eat sushi at a sporting event, you don't belong at a sporting event. Unless it's the U.S. Open, I would never go to the U.S. Open anyway. You don't eat sushi at a sporting event. You just don't. You just don't.
So I think now I'm definitely on the Marty Biron. Like, wow, I've accepted him. I've accepted him into my family. He's in my circle of trust. It took me a year or so, but. He's playing well, and the Rangers get the win. Erik Christensen woke up.
For a game.
Well, yeah, for a game, but still, you know, made some nice passes.
I love the people saying, oh, he was just inspired to play harder because he's worried Avery's going to come take his spot. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nobody's looking over the shoulder of Sean Avery. He's not even playing tomorrow, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean Healthy Scratch Avery.
Well, you know what, Jim?
Three-time loser, Sean Avery.
Well, no, I'm not as harsh on him. See, I don't think he's a savior by any means. But I do think he may give the Rangers a little bit of swagger in the locker room and maybe get them to hit a little bit more. And I guess we'll talk about the Joker's Joe Thornton's comments about how the Rangers were the softest team they played on their road trip, and what Tort said. But I got this clip from Rick Carpinello's Ranger blog thing, and it's Avery talking about his return. And I want to see if this sways you a little bit with the Avery, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
Something extra special, not just about being back with this team, but back in front of the fans who were chanting for you in your absence.
I mean, it's, you know, listen, I love every game that I've ever played for this team. I love, you know, walking into the building. I'm definitely excited about playing in the new building, and I just want to help these guys win. You know, I just want to play my game, play as hard as I can, and help them win.
What? I'm so excited to be in the new MSG. I just want to play really hard and play for the Rangers. I love playing for the Rangers. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
He says that he wants to be a Ranger. He wants to be in a Ranger.
I want to be a Ranger, too. Nobody wants to see my fat ass skating for the Rangers. I want to be a Ranger, too.
Of
course, everybody wants to. Don't we all want to play for the Rangers? Isn't that? Did we all dream of that at some point in our life? Did we all pick up our stick and say, "Oh man, I want to play for the Rangers someday"? Of course we do. Of course he wants to play for the Rangers. It's New York. It's the money. It's the glitz. It's the glamour. It's Warren 77. It's all of that. It's just.
That's it. That you didn't get any pump out of that.
What's he gonna say? What else is he gonna say? Of course he wants to play for the Rangers. Everybody wants to play for the Rangers.
Nobody wants to play. That's another thing. Why does everybody want to be a Ranger?
He wants to play for
anything.
Do you know why he wants to play for the Rangers? Because they're the only team in the NHL that will have him. Three times the entire league could have had him for half price. Buy one, get one on Sean Avery, and nobody wants him. Of course he wants to play for the Rangers.
Oh, you're too cynical.
It's the truth. Three times this guy's gone through waivers in the last 3 years, and nobody wants him. But for some reason, the Rangers got to have him at all costs. He's like, when it comes to Sean Avery, they're like the two old guys. They're like Mortimer and what's his name in Trading Places. Turn those machines back on. Mortimer, we gotta have Avery.
Here's your dollar. Listen. You're not inspired, but I'm inspired. I want to be a Ranger. He was basically saying, I love New York. I love it. Don't we want that?
Start spreading the news. Good for him. I wish him nothing but the best. I hope the Rangers win 30 in a row with him on the fourth line, getting 5 minutes a game. Providing all that energy and everything else he brings to the table and playing his game and not crossing that line. All those things Sean Avery brings to the Rangers every time they pass him through waivers and bring him back. I can't wait. I'm so disappointed he's a healthy scratch tomorrow night. I was so looking. I just couldn't wait to reunite the Boyle Fedotenko Avery line.
How
are you talking about Jamie Lee Curtis's breasts in Trading Places? I love these people.
Well, it's funny. Mario Morgado mentioned Jamie Lee Curtis. He said that that Duguay looks like Jamie Lee Curtis in drag. I had me laughing. I'm not as pessimistic. Do I think he's going to be make an impact in goals and assists? Well, I think he's going to add some, you know, jam. He's going to add some spunk, so to speak. In that locker room, they need a little swagger. They're all a bunch of, you know, vanilla guys, really. I mean, nobody's a bunch of college graduates. I don't know. I just think...
I thought we had better players on this team than Sean Avery.
We don't. Obviously, we don't. Didn't you watch the first 9 games?
This is the part where you played lies, lies, lies. I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is.
Yes. We have better players than Sean Avery.
I love that thread we had going on the group yesterday. Everybody with those famous lines. It was great stuff.
I know what you're saying.
Honestly, I'm completely indifferent. I could care less. One minute we got better players than him. Next minute we don't. I think it's a joke that he even has to pass through re-entry waivers because nobody else wants him. I mean, he's officially become the fat kid in kickball that you have to pick last. oh well, we got to put him through waivers just for formalities, you know. I can't wait. I hope he scores 30 goals. I hope this is his year. I hope he wins the Hart Trophy.
No, all right, okay.
The Jimmy Hart Trophy.
The Jimmy Hart. Now I wanted to say, are you just to finish this off? Are you mad because there are the Ranger fans chanted it last night, the other night as well, that we want Avery. They did that again. Is it that contingent of bonehead fans is the one that you really got the anger is directed towards?
It's not even anger. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, contrary to popular belief, the Rangers did win a few games before Sean Avery graced us all with his presence. I mean, just this whole – I've never seen more attention. And still today, even God Bless Blue Shirt Banner, I love him. I started the site and I left it in great hands. 3 articles in the last 2 days on Sean Avery. So much attention to a fourth-line, marginally talented hockey player. Even my wife said to me today, she said, did I see something on Facebook that Sean Avery's back with the Rangers? And I said, yeah. And she says, why? My wife knows nothing about hockey. She says, why? I said, I don't know.
Well, we'll see. The judge and jury, if he's any kind of factor or not.
But I will be there in July in Las Vegas. I will be in the theater when they present him with the Hart and the Art Ross.
Yes.
I will be there chanting his name, Avery, Avery, Avery. And I'll be yelling, I was with you the whole time, buddy. All these people on these internet radio shows and blogs and Twitters and all that shit that didn't want nothing to do with you, I was with you. I was with you when you went from the front of the limo to the back and back again, buddy. From the penthouse to the outhouse. Me and you.
Okay. I see you're off your lithium again. I mean, listen, you really are taking this to the full. This is like a Mandar extent that you're taking this to.
I find that remarkable.
I'm sorry. I don't agree.
That was a little strong.
Yeah, I like what Stan said. Avery went to Lady Bing. That'll be the real I said. So let's talk about Joe Thornton, because frankly, Sue Papagallo wants to talk about Joe Thornton and his remarks. Jim, I'll let you go first, because I have nothing but love for you.
You know what? Say what you. First of all, Joe Thornton's an ass. Second of all, say what you want about Tortorella, and you know, God knows you can go back and hear me. You know, I've been on his case since day one of this season with him, even though I've defended him in the past. But I give him credit, you know, the minute you say something about his team, boy, he's right up there. You can kiss my Italian ass, Joe Thornton. What did he say? He hasn't won a goddamn thing in this league?
Joe hasn't won a goddamn thing in this league. He needs to shut up or something.
I love it.
Yeah.
For him. You know, that's the type of thing, maybe it brings them together a little bit, you know, as a team.
Yeah, I think it was a great thing. And this is where Torts, you love him for this. He is, you know, he'll protect his players. He's a Ranger.
Right.
And he's got a lot of pride. He's got a lot of... you know, he's got a lot of ego that comes with that pride. And whether it's justified or not, you don't make fun of the group, as he says, in that way and get away with it. And Joe Thornton, I watched that game. Yeah, I don't think the Rangers threw many hits in that game. They weren't very physical. But listen, what about your defenseman? I mean,
you're busy scoring goals to be physical.
Yeah. I mean, you're up 5-2.
That would have just slowed us down.
You know. I mean... why he said that, I have no idea. Probably just to get on the 24/7 show, maybe. I don't know if they're filming that yet. But why you would say that makes no sense after you get, like, totally drubbed, you know. It's ridiculous. So,
yeah, I never understand.
Go ahead.
I never understand. And you see athletes do that a lot. I never understand athletes that go out and get their ass beat and then go to the locker room after the game and say, well, I don't think they were the better team. You know?
Yeah. It was just a dumb thing to say. And Torts nuked him right back. He nuked him. And he obliterated him. And from what I heard, the players really didn't know about it until they left the rink. They started to filter in. It would have been interesting what his, you know, say Sean Avery was up at the club, what he would have said afterwards. But enough of Sean Avery. But the Sharks didn't look good, and I was yelling in the ear of a Shark fan the whole night. Stuff like, learn the rules. They were taking stupid penalties. The Sharks took too many men on the ice, the puck up in the crowd penalty yeah. there. I was like, learn the rules. I was yelling in this guy's ear. He's not liking it. Then he got me back, but he was wearing a Pavelski jersey. And speaking about jerseys, Ranger fans, there really are some Ranger fan jerseys, do's and don'ts. And I'm going to tell you, fat guy wearing the 69 jersey, you're not getting any chicks that way, obviously. The 69 jersey, who the come on. Dude, have you ever worn a 69 jersey?
No. But you know what? Every softball team, every men's softball team I've ever played on, there was always one guy had, I want to be number 69. I'd rather do it than wear this stupid number. It's a hell of a lot more fun.
But I think people who wear that jersey don't think they even know women.
Right.
The fucking 69. That's
unless they just like Bryan Adams.
Summer of 69.
Go.
Year I moved out to Long Island. There's also, I saw a Gilroy jersey. Who committed to that jersey? His brother? I mean, that was an odd jersey, I thought. You got to really gotta have disposable income if you're getting Gilroy jerseys.
Well, the only... There could be another possibility. Guy on a limited budget. Gilroy goes to Tampa. The jersey's $20 at Modell's. Well, it's better than not having a jersey at all. So I'll pay the $20. I'll stick it out. I'll wear the Gilroy jersey. I wouldn't say I'd do it, but or you know it might be somebody that knew Gilroy, bought the jersey when Gilroy came to the Rangers, and just you know Gilroy's gone and he still wants to wear the jersey, or it's his protest. You know, it's like we want Avery. That's his. We want Gilroy.
You won't be hearing those chants in the garden. We want Gilroy. You should start that one.
Maybe next time I go to the game. Or we want Pruka.
We want Pruka. Or we want Horak. Or we want who else is doing good? Higgins. So yeah, they mentioned Higgins off to a good start.
5 goals.
Yeah, they're saying 6. Could be 5,
hi.
6.
It is 6 now. Hi, I'm Matt Gilroy.
Yeah. Hi, I'm finally grown into my body. I'm 29.
So let me ask you a question. I was going to ask you this, and then I saw Paul, City Hockey Fever, mention it in the chat room. Do you having seen the Garden after having gone through part of its transformation and seeing
phase
it
one.
in its half finished state, and would it have made more sense for the Rangers to have bit the bullet for a year and went and played out at the Izod Center in East Rutherford and let them and do the Garden, just do it all in one shot and get it done in a year?
I don't know. For me, I don't care about that stuff, the esoteric stuff.
Right.
As long as the rink's nice, watch the game, that's all I care about. I don't care about the food. I know this is hard to fathom, but I don't care about the food. I don't care about the selection of food. I don't care how nice the bathrooms are. I'm a person who's, you know, went to Shea Stadium, just have to say that, or any other old place I've been to. I've been to some of the worst. So I don't care about all that stuff. For the person that wants that whole experience, probably, but I think for the normal Ranger fan, if the Rangers are winning on a consistent basis, It wouldn't matter if they were playing at the Comac Arena where the Long Island Ducks used to play. You know, I don't think that would have behooved. And plus, you know, people got to go to Jersey. I mean, I know you're from Jersey, but who wants to go to Jersey and see a freaking Ranger game?
Somebody would.
Oh, yeah, I know. People,
they'd have moved there back in the day. A lot of people, everybody'd have to go to Jersey.
Yeah, you know, it was actually a very good crowd on a Monday night. I thought after them losing the first two games that it would be kind of, the attendance would be a little bit lower, sparser crowd. It was jammed.
Good.
Jammed. So.
Now, did you go to the Blarney Rock? Did you go scout it? I know Tom.
No, I didn't, and I should have, but I dropped the ball on that. My train got in late, and I had to meet Mario, and I got all caught up in that whole thing. So, no, but I'm going to go this week with my personal manager.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Okay. December 28th, we're on track for the viewing party somewhere in the city. Rangers taking on the Capitals down in Washington, so we'll be getting together with all you guys. So we just got to figure out where. I know Tom at the Blarney Rock is anxious to host.
I'm down for the Blarney Rock. People have said it's small, but you know, listen, we've talked about it. We don't know what kind of weather there's going to be and stuff like that. So you don't know if you're going to get a big turnout.
Right.
People say they're coming.
We always get
a big turnout.
We've been lucky.
We
had good weather both times. It was just cold. But, you know, yeah, all it takes is a snow or sleet storm, and we go from 200 people to 10, and one of them might not be me if I'm coming in from Pennsylvania. So, it's one of those things where we could have 10 people, we could have 150. I'd like to think we'd have, a good crowd. There's at least three or four people that want to see us. So.
And being very crowded can be a good thing, too. I mean, you go to any of these Ranger events, they're always in these small bars and it's crowded. It's kind of like, it's hard not to get to know people and talk hockey, but whatever. I'm down for it. I'm going to check it out for sure before week's end.
Okay. Paul, yes, December 28th is confirmed. That is the date. That is the day. Because
yes.
The Rangers are playing that night, and it's...
speaking of playing the Capitals, right? I wonder
yes,
if Ovechkin will be benched.
I saw the headlines on Twitter. I didn't get a chance to read what happened or any of that. It's not like football where I can just set aside my day on Sunday and I watch football all day. You know, on nights when the Rangers aren't on or we're not doing a show, I'm not watching hockey. There's just not enough hours in my day to sit and watch other games and stuff like that. So tell me what happened.
Apparently, with a minute left in the game, I guess after a timeout or a TV break, Bruce Boudreau, it looked like Ovechkin was going to jump the boards to go out there, and Boudreau told him not to. And some expletives flew from the Ovechkin's mouth. I don't know what exactly he said. But Boudreau did not put him out there with the last minute.
Wow.
And benched him for that. I think for that final minute. Or I think he may have come back and played the last 20 seconds. But the Capitals win the game anyway. They tied the game, sent it to overtime, and then win. Right now, somebody's saying in the chat room, I think it's AE2CDELC. He said he called Bruce Boudreau a fat fuck.
That's Chandler, by the way.
Oh, Chandler. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Chandler.
He's on hold too, by the way. Whenever we're ready to take call.
All right. Well, if he called him a fat fuck, that's pretty good.
I respect that. Yes. Yes.
I respect that. That's the first thing I respect about Ovechkin. Other than
having,
his skills,
having
other than
been on,
kid.
You know, I've used that term, and I've been the. That term has been used upon me, so.
Well, you tell me who said it because I'll fucking kick their ass.
I don't remember.
That's Chandler's handle? Wow. That's very cryptic.
I think we asked him about this one. Well, the CDK is Chandler Demetrius Knight. I don't know what his middle name is. I'm just I army engineer. Wasn't he in the army or something?
Ah, okay.
I'm guessing. I mean, I know the CDK is his initials.
Well, you know, Chandler's
admiral.
He's an admiral.
He's in the Navy. He's an admiral.
Very good. Nice. Admiral
or an ensign. I don't know.
Well, I will say one thing. I know he's still going to be eating a little bit of crow on Brad Richards. Let's face it, Brad Richards is putting those points up, kids. So, that's the scoop-o with the Ovechkin thing.
Well, he's got to keep pace with Ryan McDonough.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, John Newman, Ryan McDonough, what a beautiful fellow, man. I tell you, this kid is really something to watch. I mean, I watched him all night. He makes the little plays in the defensive zone like a veteran. He really does.
Yeah.
I just want to go into this little sidetrack. We'll get to the phone calls. With such a lockdown defense and an elite goaltender, when Mark Stahl, if he ever comes back, right? Because let's face it, even their 5 and 6 guy, Mark Stahl, you know, the guy.
Heard of.
Oh, you know. He's got two other brothers in the league. The one guy knocked his end of his career.
He's like persona non grata with the Rangers these days.
Well, you know, they don't even.
Lockdown.
Well, Ryan McDonough on Steve Sommers last night, Sommers asked him, what's the condition of Mark Stahl? And McDonough was like, I don't really know. I know he goes and visits the trainers and doctors, but that's about it. You know, he doesn't know much, and Stahl's been staying away from the team, which I don't really get. Maybe it makes him dizzy to watch.
Yeah. They asked McDonough, what's going on with Mark Stahl? And McDonough's like, well, I'll tell you know, Stahl, he's still getting the headaches, and all of a sudden Rosasco runs in, hits him over the head.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't know what happened to Mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And it was funny, during that interview, Sommers kept asking him like questions I think he wanted to ask Glenn Sather. You know, and Ryan McDonough's like, I don't know about that, you know, and so it was funny because I think that Steve felt it was like, wow, we've actually got a Ranger on the line that's playing, you know, let's try to get any kind of information we can get out. So I was going to say about McDonough, with a lockdown defense, if say you have Stahl, Girardi, Sauer, McDonough, right? That's four really good defensemen.
Right.
And then the 5 and 6, you know, whether it be, I know this is going to cause some, because Michael Delzato is playing decently. And say possibly Dylan McElrath in a couple years or Tim Erickson as your, say, and a world-class goalie, why the hell are we playing defensive hockey with our forwards? Shouldn't we be balls out if we got all these guys that are really locked-down defensemen? I'm
yes,
going to say right now, I don't think many teams have that. I know it's early in McDonough's career, and Stahl is, you know, he doesn't know what planet he's on right now. But when they're healthy, don't the Rangers, with that goaltender, possibly have the best defense in the league?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that far-fetched. So why are we playing defensive hockey and getting outshot 40-20?
I don't have an answer for that. Can I give you a quick NHL update?
Sure.
Got a real goaltender's delight going on it over in Newark. Fat Marty made his return tonight. He's given up 5 goals on 16 shots.
It's over.
Down the other end of the ice, Gustafson for Toronto has given up 3 goals on 17 shots. That's 8 goals on 33 shots. Putting on a real goaltending clinic there tonight in Newark. Kids, if you want to be a goaltender, don't watch that game.
You got that right.
It's 5-3 Toronto at the end of the second period.
Let me think, Joffrey Leupold has a hat trick.
Oh, really?
I'm getting reports.
A
hat trick.
Yeah, this is the BS on Bouchard Underground 150.
Okay, so let's go to the phones, and I've got to take a urination break. So
646-478-4692, your two-way sports talk telephone number. Let's go out to Chandler. Good evening, and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Chandler, how are you?
All right, pretty good, pretty good.
So
all right, let me start with
What does the AE in AE2CDK stand for?
Aviation electrician.
Oh, okay. All right. So I wasn't even close with Army engineer.
No.
But at least I was militaristically on the right track.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll give you that one.
All right, so what's going on? How do you like Brad Richards so far this year?
Yeah, I know I'm going to eat that all year, but that's okay. As long as he keeps playing that way, I'm happy to do it, man.
Right. In this case, you'd rather be wrong than right, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? It has been watching him, the guy, I did not realize, I'll be honest, I did not realize he was this good. I really didn't. I mean, I watched him play. I didn't realize he was this good. I really didn't. I really didn't think he was as good as he is. He just makes everybody else better, no matter what line he's on. It's amazing. It really is.
And he's got incredible vision. You know, when he gets in the offensive zone, he seems to know where everybody is all the time.
Yeah. I watch some of the replays where they show him, and you watch some of the passes he makes. You're like, how in the hell did he see that?
Right.
You know, he's not looking. He doesn't. It's like he knows what everybody's supposed to be. He knows what every guy's speed is. So he knows, okay, if I go here and I go over here to the left a little bit and I turn, this guy's going to be right there. And the guy always is. He puts the pass right on the tape every time. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. We're just talking about Richards, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. He's got soft hands.
And the AE stands for Aviation Engineer.
Oh, wow.
Electrician.
Electrician. Sorry. Electrician. Aviation electrician.
So.
But, I mean, if we can get some guys who can actually hit the net, man, we'll score like a billion goals this year.
Yeah, I know. That has been a problem. I wanted to ask you, actually, Chandler, who you've been critical so far of? Any guys?
Outside of Christensen, nobody really. Outside of Christensen, nobody. I know it's going to take the guy time. It's going to take him time. And this Amar finally scored. And, I mean, he's been getting chances, but he hasn't been burying them. Callahan scored. He'd been getting chances, and he finally started burying them. Stabinski had been getting some chances. He kept missing the net. You know, the guys were getting chances. They just weren't doing anything with him. I think it's going to come. You know, he's over during the offseason, a lot of people were saying they thought Anisimov was going to have a big year. I still think he will. The only guy that I honestly don't want on this team is Eric Christensen. He's the only guy I don't want on this team.
His two assists the other night didn't convince you, huh?
No, because he'll disappear for the next 3 months.
We're hard on him, but the pass he made on Callahan's goal was beautiful.
Awesome.
It was beautiful.
Eric Christensen has a lot of talent. That's the problem. He has so much talent, he should be doing a hell of a lot more than he is.
I think he's too good for the NHL. That's why he stinks.
He's too good for the NHL.
He stinks. He's just too good.
He's outkicked his coverage.
You know, listen, the guy's got speed, he's got great hands, and he obviously can shoot because he's good in the shootouts. But he never does it on the ice. He does it every once in a blue moon on the ice. You know, but I mean, you know, I like the kid DeVoe that they brought up. He looked pretty good the other night, actually.
Yeah. Got some grit to him. Andre DeVoe, Bell Biv DeVoe, yeah, as we've been calling him. He looks, he might be a good replacement for Rupp. Now, Rupp with this knee injury now, all of a sudden this has become an issue. You know, he might be out for an extended amount of time.
I
like the way DeVoe played. Where are you on Delzato? I think Delzato is getting a reprieve from some Ranger fans. Some Ranger fans are holding their position that he is going to implode somewhere down the line.
I think he's slowly coming along. If you look at him, he's what he's doing is he's concentrating on the defensive side of his game, and he's trying to be responsible defensively, and that's great. You know, he's 21. He's trying to be responsible defensively because the offense is going to come. We all know he can. The guy has the offensive skill set. He's trying to learn how to be a defensive defenseman. There's nothing wrong with that. So he's if you watch the games, for the most part, he's in position. For the most part, he does what he's supposed to do. Yeah, every once in a while, he makes the bad pass or whatever. But for the most part, if you look at his overall game, he's solid. What more do you want from our second, third-line defenseman? He's solid. That's good enough. With the goaltender we got, that's good enough.
I would agree with Chandler. I think he's getting better. I think his confidence is slowly returning. And not only that, but Tortorella's confidence in him is growing. I forget which power play it was against San Jose the other night, but I'm pretty sure he was out there for almost the entire power play.
Oh yeah, you talking about that movie made where he stepped around somebody and gave
the
pass he made sick and they missed.
He's using Delzato late in games now more than he was. His confidence in Delzato is growing. I know we have a lot of fun, you know, picking on him, but he has played. I don't think you can argue with the fact that he has played better. And Eddie, you put up his stat line the other day. Was he plus six, plus five, something like that?
Plus five before the game, Monday night's game.
Where did
one goal, three assists, plus five? I mean, well, you know. He's playing a lot of minutes. I think he's actually benefited from playing more minutes. I think he's learning more.
He's a plus seven.
Know, right now, I'm in a holding pattern with him. I'm going to sit and watch. He's not hurting them out there, so that's good.
I think the best thing is, at the end of the season, we can say that we very rarely heard his name. That's a good season for him. You know, that's a good season for a defenseman who is trying to learn how to play defense. If you never hear his name, that means he's doing his job. He's moving the puck, blocking shots, and that's it.
That's what I said to Mario as I was watching the game. I said, for him, when he's an impact defenseman, that's when you don't want him because he'll most likely going to impact the game with a defensive mess up. And if he just does his job out there and you don't notice him all that much, that's good. That's always good for a defenseman, you know, especially
he's leading the team in plus minus seven. He's a plus seven.
Well, there you go.
You know who's last? Who do you think's last?
In plus minus?
Yeah.
Avery.
Anson Carter.
I guess. I have no idea.
Antti Ehlmyer. He's a minus seven. Ouch.
I was just going to say that I was thinking he was playing well. I thought he played well in that Shark. I was going to say I have to do a minor mea culpa with this guy. Now, let's face it. Emma just had to play with some real, you know, Wojcicki, Brendan Bell, you know.
But he's a veteran defenseman, Eddie. He's
that veteran presence.
Right?
Seven.
He was minus three against Toronto. God, how are you minus three against that team? Blame the whole loss on him. He's been I think he's been bad. I think they caught lightning in a bottle with him last year.
Really?
Come on.
We're pretty decent in that Shark game. But listen, hey, we can disagree. We've disagreed before.
Bring up Rudolf Valentenko.
I think he's hurt. I think Valentenko's hurt. And what do we pay? I think we're paying the ushers more than we're paying Ehlmyer.
What about Kondrachek? Where's he? Where's?
I don't know where he is.
What about Thomas Klucek? What happened to him?
Saw that jersey last night.
A Klucek jersey?
Yep.
That's Stu Pickle. Bring up the pickle.
Oh boy! Now, hopefully, there'll never be a Stu Pickle. Sighting ever again. Did Chandler drop by mistake?
I think we did. Oh, yeah, yeah, Chandler, said, he dropped. He hung up on
us. He said he's on his smartphone.
Oh.
Well, I always like to, Chandler's, he's really focused. I know, I like his opinion. I like to go, well, everybody's focused, the calls here. Except few people, but I like to get evaluations from other Ranger fans. I had a good chat with guys who are really knowledgeable last night on the way back on the train, and it was so refreshing because, like, usually, you know, and these guys, well, they were asking, listen, you got to tune into our show. I go, we need more people on the ball. We're gathering. This is the underground where people come to talk and critical thinking here. I mean, we're an elite group. We're an elite force. So they kind of went, blah, 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 and that was it.
Give you, yeah, you want a few quick stats off the whale stat page here?
Give it to me.
Chris Newberry, 4 goals, 4 assists in 5 games. Matt Zuccarello, 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists in 5 games. But somehow he couldn't earn a call up. Even the coaching staff, Tortorella said he called the coaches in Connecticut and said, who's playing good? Who deserves a call up? And they said, Zuccarello. And he said, who else you got? That's essentially what
happened. Top of the alphabet. Alphabet.
Wade Redd, 3 assists.
That's another thing. I don't want to hear Ranger fans even jokingly mention that guy's name. Well, they could bring up Redd.
Stupid.
Oh, Rose Paul, we could get him back. Stupid.
Stupid. 35 penalty minutes.
Yeah, he'd be a minus 35 if he would have started the season here. No, I don't want him. I want guys to go to war with. You know that, Jim.
Not Lobster Newberry.
He didn't look that impressive. He did stay away from the stupid penalties while he was here, so that was a plus. But he wasn't as dominating on faceoffs as he was last year. He was kind of a nothing guy. I don't know.
So since Avery's a scratch tomorrow night, that means Belbiv is still in the lineup, right? He's going with the exact same lineup as Monday night.
Belbiv DeVoe, you know.
Now, what happens if they just keep winning? If they go on like a 15-game winning streak, this lineup will stay? Belbiv DeVoe stays in the lineup? Avery just keeps carrying Belbiv DeVoe's suits back and forth? Is that's it? He'll just be healthy, scratch Avery?
That's what it is. They are staying with there. Oh, I see Robbie G's here.
Yeah. All right. Oh, we got Chandler back. Let's let Chandler finish his thoughts here. Chandler, we lost you there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Damn phone just cut off on its own, man. I hate these damn smartphones.
I don't even remember where we left off with you because Eddie and I just kind of started talking and then we're like, was Chandler gone? And you were gone.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Well, we were talking about Delzato, I think, and talking about how he's played better. And then we got into Emminger and how he's not better. And
well, you think he's not better. I think he's been all right. Yeah, but then we found out he's a minus 7.
Right.
And Eminger's been serviceable. That's what we brought him here to be, serviceable. Be serviceable.
I hate that word.
But to me,
saying a guy is serviceable is just, you just don't want to say he's not that good. You know, like the Mets always say that about their bullpen. We got serviceable guys in our bullpen. It's just a polite way of saying, well, at least he doesn't suck.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't suck. He's just not very good, so he's serviceable.
This show is hosted by 2 serviceable co-hosts.
No, you guys are far better than that. Oh, my God. But, I mean, you know, when I look at the defense, I look at a solid defense core. You know where I stand with Mark Stahl. I don't even want to even mention what I think. So hopefully he comes back at some point and can play the same way. But, I mean, if not, then we have enough guys coming in the pipeline that at some point I think we'll have we'll have another number one D-man come up. Hell, McDonough's turning into a number one D-man right in front of our eyes, honestly. But, you know, the defense we have is serviceable. You know, the last, 3 guys that we have are – they're decent. You know, they would be able to play for other teams. I guess there's other teams that will take those guys. I guess you could say that about them, right?
Yeah, so. I mean, you're looking, what are we looking at? You know, these guys play 5, 6, maybe 8 minutes a night or whatever they play. They don't play
right.
An awful lot. So, you know, as long as you can get away without giving up a goal while they're on the ice, I'm happy with them.
And I mean, as far as the whole Avery thing goes, I mean, I like Sean Avery. Sean Avery's not the savior of this team, and I personally don't think Sean Avery's going to play. I think he's going to be a healthy scratch every game he's up here because I don't think Tortorella warned him up. I think that call was made over Tortorella's head. But I think they made Tortorella bring him up, honestly. I think that was done by the general manager, not Torts. But
agreed.
Avery's not going to play.
I agree with that.
I think
Tortorella will play Avery when he drops dead. All right, then he still won't play Avery.
I think Glenn Sather really has gone to bat for Sean Avery at every turn. And I think he went to at bat for him in preseason, said keep him with the team, take him to Europe, and then, you know, finally Torch said, you know, may have had a clash with him.
You are killing me.
Well,
and then
he doesn't like the guy, that's obvious. He doesn't like him as a player. Well, he likes him as a personality, but he doesn't like him as a player. Okay, he brought up Chris Newberry. He brought up Andre DeVoe to fill the same role that Avery's going to play, which is a guy who's going to play fourth line minutes, give you a little penalty kill, and at some point through the course of the season, your third, fourth line guys are going to help you win maybe 5 games. That's it.
Right.
That's your whole role.
I agree with you, but I think Sean Avery's going to add a little more. But he's going to wear thin. The novelty is going to wear off in a couple games, and then we're going to be back to this idiot's going off sides again, you know, whatever. But I think there has been something missing with the Rangers. I don't know. I feel the Rangers haven't been hitting as much as they did last year. Any of you guys get that feeling?
Yeah.
No, they haven't been. They haven't. And I don't know what that's about, but I think – the other night when they played San Jose, that was their most physical game they played for an entire game. You know, a couple of games they played the first period like that, then they went away. That game, they played that way for 3 periods. They hit, they did everything physical for 3 periods. So maybe it's the kid DeVoe, maybe it was guys thinking, okay, if people are getting sent down or called up, maybe we need to do something. I don't know. Hopefully they keep it up, you know. I think the team is going to be okay. Like, you know, like I said, I think they're going to win in spite of the coach, not because of the coach. So.
Okay, that's a good way of looking at it, you know, for sure. And, it was funny because Pruss got into a fight right off the bat. Who did he fight again?
Clue? Crew? What's that guy's name? Clue?
Oh, Chloe. Ryan Chloe. Ryan Chloe.
Yeah.
And then after the fight, Tortorella changed lines. And I was like, they didn't even play yet. He started changing lines.
Yeah.
I was like.
Tortorella doesn't like fighting. He doesn't like a lot of the stuff that these other teams do. I mean, if you look at some of the teams that are really successful, they do some of that nonsense that Tortorella doesn't like. You know, the kid Ryan Clough is a perfect example. He's got a lot of skill, but he'll go out there just to agitate some games. The whole thing he'll do all game is just agitate and hit people and play on the edge. The good teams have players like that. They know how to use them. That's not Tortorella's thing. Tortorella is not into that. He doesn't like players like that. He really doesn't even like fighters. So it is what it is.
Yeah, and I think somebody's going to have to start fighting other than Brandon Prust somewhere down the line because that shoulder still concerns me from last year, and he can't be fighting every night. I mean, I know he's
a gamer. He hurt his hand the other night. Did you see him in the penalty box? He had the ice on it. He hurt his hand the other night. Somebody else is going to have to do something, and it should be, you know, either the kid DeVoe or not Dubinsky, because Dubinsky keeps losing fights. But somebody else has to have a fight.
Can we bring up Dale Weiss from Connecticut?
Oh, good job.
Oh, he's not Vancouver.
What about Dane Byers?
Dane Byers. Wow, that's good.
I have to bring up Stink Pickle. He could take some. He could take some of the fighting.
No, I was looking in the chat room. Nobody's saying that Prust is not allowed to fight, but somebody else has to fight besides Prust.
Yeah, because we're counting Prust to kill penalties. We're counting on Prust to to chip in 10, 12 goals. You know, he's an integral. He's got to be out there to hit. He's got to be out there to do his job. He's a guy who really can get that team going, and to have him fight these big dudes. He's not a big dude, Brust, and he's all banged up. So, as much as we know the days of, you know, the enforcer kind of guy, the Rangers kind of need a guy who's going to be, I guess Rupp would be that guy if he wasn't hurt, but I think Chandler's right with DeVoe. He's the guy who's got to go out there and you know.
Why hasn't Brian Boyle had a fight in like 8 years? That's all I want to know. When the hell is this guy going to? The guy's like 8 feet tall.
I know. I don't get. Yeah, he's not very. He doesn't get into it.
He's got no mean streak.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You know, Rick Carpinello said that when we had him on the show. He said, "Imagine if Brian Boyle could play with a mean streak."
Oh wow. He'd be hell. Who would he be if he could play with a mean streak?
He'd be Josh Bailey.
Oh, Oglethorpe.
Yeah.
He'd be Josh Bailey.
You know who he'd be better. He'd actually it'd be comparable to a Jerome Iguodala, not skill set wise, but I mean, because Iguodala plays with a hell of an edge, and he's big. He's kind of a big guy. I mean, he would be a player like that. He'd be a true power forward.
Yeah. Like, that's why everybody says stick Boyle in front of the net, and I'm like, but he's not like he doesn't like to get in the dirty areas and battle it out, even though he could just really, he could dictate down low like that. I mean, you know, he's that big. I mean, he's a monster, that dude.
He's one of those big guys that wants to be a point guard. It is what it is.
Well, there you go.
All right, Chandler. We're going to get to some other calls. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Take it easy. But the always entertaining Chandler, 646-478-4692, if you want to call in. How about some of you guys that never call in? How about some new voices on the phone? What do you think, Eddie? Who in the chat room do you see that never calls in?
Oh, the great Howie Sussman.
Howie Sussman has never called in. Frosty has called in once. I think it was 2 years ago to talk about the Scott Gomez trade.
He did? I thought it was talking about Hell's Kitchen. What
Ramsey. Master of Brutality has never called in.
Oh, the great Mr. Dan.
Quick Release, I don't think, has ever called in. Sue Papagallo has called in once, I think. Wazili's never called in.
Wazili's a mystery. He'll never be able, you'll never figure him out.
It's a riddle.
Listen. I'd rather hear us than these morons. No, I'm only kidding.
All right, let's see.
Hey, some people are shy, you know. What can we tell?
What's to be shy about? We're only broadcasting to millions of people around the world.
Well, it's true. This is a high-pressure gig here we got here.
Right.
We're competing with the Paulie D show tonight. And you know, that's a pressure that some people can't handle. Let's go over live to that show.
I don't think we can. Well, I might be able to do that. Hold on. We got a call on the line. 914-255. You're on Blue Shirt Underground. Who's this?
Frankie C in Fort Myers.
Hey, Frankie, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad I don't have to talk about Delzato anymore, since now everybody has sort of come over and said that he has reinvented his game. But that's good. I just want to make a comment about Weesey. He's got only one minor penalty this year, causing his team to be at disadvantage, and he has 25 hits on the fourth line. So when you say you need a guy that can play the body, Weesey was the guy, and he actually has one goal and 3 points. And at Hartford, Blake Parlett is doing pretty well. He could be a call-up at the end of the season. He's like a Girardi type, free agent, was never drafted. And what else? One more thing. I added up the hits and block shots last year for Delzato and divided them by the number of games. And I did the same thing for Stahl. And actually, Delzato, playing less minutes per game last year, actually had more hits, block shots per game than Stahl, who's a much bigger player and playing more minutes. I'm a big stat man from Citicorp and Ford Motor Credit, so I like to crunch numbers.
So you're a big proponent of Michael Belzotto, and I think you deserve some credit for being by his side, because a lot of people did jump ship on him. Like I said, I think he's playing okay now. I think he's playing well. And it's, you know, hopefully we're seeing the maturation of this player. And what is he, 22, 21, 22?
21. He's only 9 21. Months he's 9 months older than Erickson.
9 months old in Erickson. So maybe you got something there. I hope so. Listen, I don't hope for Rangers to do bad. I mean, some people want to see players do bad. And the guy who was at the game actually said to me, he says, Ranger fans have a lot of problems with young guys. They have no patience. And this is why, you know, it's been in the organization, you know, for the last 35 years, 40 years with no patience with young guys. So maybe it'll pay off this time.
I think we need to be a mistake-free team, and Weissy did that. He still can't fight worth a darn this season. He's not losing fights dramatically, but they always seem to have the edge over him. But like I said, he never takes a stupid penalty, never. And he's a big, big, high-volume play-the-body guy, team leader down in Hartford. And I can't believe the Rangers totally missed the boat on this guy for guys like Newberry and Rupp and Avery. I mean, this guy Weiss has a skill set, you know, but I guess they don't appreciate him. He'll play 10 years in the NHL, no doubt about it.
I was going to say Weiss was definitely a guy that Vancouver wanted. They actively were seeking him out.
And we didn't
so,
wait
so Weiss, you know,
we gave away Erickson. Well, we gave away Korpikowski, Fatutin, and who else did we give away? Korpikowski, Fatutin, and now Weissy, and we have nothing to show for those three maneuvers.
It's true. It was Fatutin for Zhereznev, wasn't it? And then it was...
Yeah, nothing to show for that.
Korpikowski for Enver Leeson.
And we got nothing to show for that.
And but how about...
We got the scars, Frankie.
I'm sorry?
We got the scars.
What's the scars? I know I have scars. I'm the one that had the skull fracture at Lee Memorial Hospital with the brain damage and subdural hepatoma and brain hemorrhage. I had brain hemorrhaging and everything else. And in less than 1 month, I was walking, working out with weight, and running and stuff like that.
Fantastic. When did that happen to you?
On March 23rd, I hit a pothole while I was riding my scooter this year, and I got knocked unconscious. Lucky there was a police car behind me that stopped and blocked it off. And I woke up 5 days later in Lee Memorial in intensive care, and they said I had a skull fracture, hemorrhages in the brain, a subdural hematoma. They had to drill two holes in my head to get the blood out, and a concussion, and it was a grade 3 concussion. And within a broken collarbone and a fractured vertebrae, and in less than a month, I was walking, running, and working out with weights. And I'm going to be 65 January.
God bless.
Now,
God
I heard that Pacioretty on Montreal got hurt pretty good, too, but he's playing full-time now. I mean, he got hurt before Stahl, and he's back playing. And Stahl played all 82 games last season, and he didn't miss one game, and all he had was a grade 0 concussion, which is basically they rang my bell type thing. He took CAT scans. They were clear and was, you know, given the okay to play. So how come now, 6-9 months later, he's still not playing? There's something else going on. Because I talked to my neurosurgeon, and he said that the protocol for concussions and skull fractures and stuff like that is not, cortisone shots and what's that other thing with the needles that you play around with?
Acupuncture.
That my neurosurgeon laughed. He said, that's not a protocol for concussions.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think there's something more to this.
Right. And is the same doctor that did Bugard prescribing medication the same doctor that's doing it for Stahl?
That I don't know.
Okay. Well, I just think this. My doctor said, when you have a very slight concussion, just people talking about it can make you become like sort of like a hypochondriac, and you think that you're sick. And that's why I think I don't know his medical record, but I believe he's had a number of CAT scans even after the injury, and they all came up clear. So what is it? Is it a psychological thing? I mean, like, acupuncture. There should be a bunch of people on that Blue Shift Panther that are athletes or former athletes that had concussions in football or whatever, and they should be able to write in and say what their protocol was. And I'll tell you, 90% of the time, it's just rest, you know, and that's it. And it's usually for a grade zero, grade one concussion. In like a couple of weeks, you're done. How about Speedy on the Giants? Did he have a concussion?
Yes.
And what about Manningham? Didn't he have a concussion? They all played in like a week or two later?
Yeah, he was playing like 2 weeks later.
Okay, Manningham too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the story with Stahl?
We've been saying it all along that there's more to the story than we're hearing, but you know, it's all shrouded in secrecy to the Kremlin.
You got all that. I think you guys should go into Blue Shirt Banter and get some people's feedback that are your fans and say, have any of you had concussions?
Head hits.
And
any head hit.
Exactly, well, Paulie.
Yeah. But a grade zero or grade one concussion where your bell is just rung, they just sit you down for like a week or so. They didn't even do that for Stahl. You know, he had a grade zero concussion. So why is it 6 months later, he claims he can't play. He gets nauseous. He's got a headache. You know, is he a what? Or, I mean, what is this? There's got to be something else going on. Acupuncture is not a protocol for that kind of problem, you know? It's not. But then
this is very important. Open my pants.
Some of you guys must have people that have had concussions, friends, relatives, whatever, or associates if you played sports. How did they react to their concussion? Was it 6 months later they would still claim they were hurting?
It's like glitch there. Yeah, I mean, it was something like that. But you're right. There's something else going on. All right, listen, Frank, we're going to have to take some other calls.
Feedback from the fans at Blue Shift Banter. See what their opinion is.
Okay, I will do that.
Instead of me being a bad guy all the time. Okay,
you're not
tonight.
A bad guy.
No, you're not a bad guy.
I've been banned from Blue Shift.
Today, one of these lucky contestants will win his or her weight in fish right here on
Wheel of Fish.
What the hell was that? Chef, right?
Yeah, you're right, Frank, and that's what it's from. He knows it. One of these lucky contestants will win their weight in fish.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Wow, I got to tell you, I'm not going to talk to some of those people with blue shirt blanket.
What happens?
Ow! 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 Ow!
Oh,
God. All right.
Fun.
All right.
But that's some serious stuff Frankie went through. Man, that's, God bless him. And it's just one thing he had to say when he was talking about Stahl. Remember when they talked about in camp, you know, he showed up at camp and they were like, we gave him a baseline test. And then we found out the baseline tests were, consisted of, what's your name? Or do you have any brothers that play in this league? I mean, it's been a sham and misery.
Ow!
Star. You guys are just killing me tonight.
Oh, my God.
These guys in the chat room are crazy, I swear to God.
Trying to calm myself down here.
All right, you got to take over because I'm just got a laughing fit now. I'm a laughing fit.
Once we get going, it just doesn't
head
stop.
Hits. Any head hit.
Exactly, Paulie.
www.blueshirtunderground.com.
If you guys want to, check out some of our old shows, some of our great interviews like Gretzky and Theo Fleury and John O'Grodnik and Bob Brook and Chris Nyland, who was drunk when he called in and then drunker when he called back. Ron Greshner is on there. He talked to us for, I think it was 8 hours. He did a filibuster.
Yeah.
Who else have we had? All of our great interviews with Emil Francis. You can also donate to the show if you want to keep us on the air, help support the show. We'd appreciate it. And you can order those fancy, damned handsome new T-shirts. Did you wear your T-shirt to the game the other night, by the way?
No, I didn't. It was wash day.
Oh, wash?
Wash. It was in the wash. I couldn't wear it. Although I've noticed that on the scoreboard, they do the, this is New York Rangers hockey. What's the thing before Gordon?
Now, here are the starting lineups for the New York Rangers. And now, here's the starting lineups for the New York Rangers. Oh, they stole that from us, too, huh?
Yeah, they stole that. I think they stole that.
Awesome.
We've talked about Avery, and I tried to get you with an audio clip that would sway you on Avery.
Yeah.
Now, for all you Tortorella haters, Steve Summers interviewed McDonough last night. I uploaded the clip on FAN. Steve Summers, who I wish we could get on this program because he's absolutely awesome. And everybody knows why if you're privy to hear him here in New York. Here's McDonough talking about Tortorella. It's about a minute long, so I mean you can regain our composure while Ryan talks about Tortorella with Steve Summers.
How does he implode in the locker room letting you guys know that he's not happy with your play?
Well, he's not always, yelling and screaming and ripping us apart. He does have his moments there, but, for the most part, he's really just being honest with us. And from the day one that I've met him and played under him, he's been honest with me and he's been honest with everybody. And he's honest with you in front of the whole team, and it's just the way he likes to work. He keeps the group all intact and you always know where you stand. And it's great. I think it's great as a young player like myself. There's no question marks with him. He's going to let you know where you're standing and how you're doing, and he's going to make sure that the whole team, is working together and there's nobody, above anybody else or anything like that. And we're all working together, and he keeps it right together for sure.
So yeah. I mean, we hear a lot about how he's not good with the young kids. He doesn't know how to handle them. He's the wrong coach for this group. Ryan McDonough doesn't seem to have a problem with him.
Nope, not at all.
So, is that Ranger fans? But, if we put two and two together, I mean, it does come up four with Tortorella. I mean, we have seen him emasculate Michael Delzato in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
Seen what he did, the end release and benching Although maybe that may have been warranted in retrospect.
You know, it's funny. It's funny if you think about it. I mean, he's. I don't agree with everything he says or does, and that, I think that's obvious, and you don't either. But I still, you know, I'm still in his corner as far as being the head coach goes. But you know, you're older. You're even older than I am. So you know, you've been around New York sports a long time. There's been a lot of bad coaches come and go in this town. Worse coaches than John Tortorella, not even just on the Rangers, who didn't get the type of reaction from fans that Tortorella gets. I mean, this is a town that had Rich Kotite, Ray Hanley, Brian Trottier. I just point it back to there's just too many places for people to complain now.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I just think I think the problem with Ranger fans is that with Tortorella is he's always pointing the finger at everybody except himself. He's never, you know, never saying, listen, it's my fault. I didn't have the team prepared. I think we all love the passion. I mean, after we saw Tom Rennie, who was, you know, responsible for a lot of good things that are happening now, actually, he was just too calm. And we wanted that fiery guy. And we got him. And I do like in the Joe Thornton instance, that's when I love John Tortorella. He's just going to be like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I mean, you know.
He's got a lot of Bobby V in him.
But when he loses, he becomes unlikable. He just starts blaming everybody. He becomes a dick with the media. He becomes a dick with everybody.
Bobby
V
was like that too. Valentine was like that.
Hmm. So what do you think? John Tortorella is searching for the next Japanese hockey player?
I don't know.
Ichimo's Farazuku is going to be playing with the Rangers next year.
Hey, you know what? If he could score some goals, I'll take him.
Well, I think, and also I think when you come in with as much braggadocio as Tortorella came in with, we've talked about this 3,000 times, with the safest death, things are going to change around here, everybody's out of shape. He basically said the pass regime was, a shit circus, and he's coming into town, and there's a new sheriff in town, and I'm going to get these players in shape, and we're going to go with the torpedo offense and this and that. And then you get the same old, you're gonna get pounced on. And now he's kind of, I think both he and Sather have bought themselves more time with the youth movement, which is basically been brought on for the post, since Sather cannot go out and spend $61 billion to form a team now. He had to go that way, and they lucked out. They got a good guy in Gordy Clark. So, I see where fans don't like Tortorella, but, you know, I don't see much better out there. I just don't. I mean, people want to say, oh, let Adam Graves have the job. Well, I mean, what does Adam Graves know? I mean,
who
I
said
love
that?
Adam Graves. Oh, you bring a guy up, they'd rather have a guy they like than a guy who maybe is like, well, fire Schwartz. Who are you going to bring up? Adam Graves, he'd be good. I know he's involved in the organization and does some scouting, but head coach? I don't want to hate a guy that I totally, one of my most beloved Rangers, because of what he does as a coach, because that's happened way too many times in my sports teams. You know, I've liked guys, or they become announcers or whatever, and then I'm like, I used to love Rusty Staub. And once he started announcing, I hated his guts, because he couldn't say Howard Johnson right. So...
He wasn't a good announcer.
No.
Fatherly juices.
Speaking of...
Fatherly juices.
Did he do the game on that?
Fatherly juices.
Don't know. Game was on Versus here.
Yes, I think it was on Versus.
I actually haven't seen an MSG production since the home opener. Was it the home opener? The home opener was on MSG. The game against Ottawa was hockey night in Canada, and then Monday night was versus. So we'll see. I think they're on NHL Network again tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So it could either. I don't know whose feed it'll be. Because when they're on NHL Network, you still get the MSG feed, but I get whoever NHL Network picks up. The game will be blacked out on center ice and blacked out on MSG, and then I have to watch NHL Network. And it could be when tomorrow night's case, it could be the Ducks feed, it could be MSG, or sometimes it's TSN. It just depends.
Oh, okay. Well, so you haven't seen one of those abortions of a broadcast in a while.
Not since opening night.
Oh, wow. Lucky you. So tomorrow we got the Ducks
Fatherly
coming up.
Juices.
The Dirty Ducks are coming to town.
Yep.
What's that story, Jim? I haven't followed Anaheim all that close this year. We played there, didn't we? Oh, was that...
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Jonas Hiller. That was the Callahan... Jonas Hiller, right? Yeah, he's on the team. That's when Callahan scored that roof goal, but we lost, right? And
Callahan had 42 shots on goal. Anaheim is 5-5-2. 12 games played. They are currently sitting in last place in the Pacific Division. They've got 12 points, but they're in last place because they're at 500. They're 5-5-2, 12 games played. They're behind the Coyotes and the Sharks in the Pacific Division in last place.
Oh, wow. Joe C's telling me that Anaheim has lost 5 of the last 6. Maybe they're right for the picking, boys and girls.
You know what? I'd almost rather have the Rangers play. You know, I like it better when San Jose came in winning 5 in a row. I'd almost rather have that.
Just like those people at the Garden. Never satisfied with the
That's not true. I'd rather see them play up to the competition than play down, and they have a tendency to do that. Just like my Giants.
No, tell them, pair. I won't even talk about the Giants. I actually have Eli Manning in one of my fantasy leagues, so I watch the Giants every week.
Yeah.
You Giant fans got to calm down a little bit. Eli,
we got to calm down.
There's a lot of talk around these parts about how good the Giants are. If they could just get a running game going, they'll be fantastic. They're barely beating these teams. I mean, you know, Miami, give it a break. The Jets have beat Miami. The Giants got a lot of problems.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I think they
have bigger problems than the running game.
I agree with you there. All right, let's stop talking about football. See, we should have a football show today.
Speaking of, we will be on Monday night next week, right? We decided?
Yeah.
Because the Rangers have to get Wednesday night.
Yeah, we got to make sure we start scheduling these shows when Paulie doesn't, because he's taken a lot from us. We've lost over one quarter of a listener. I don't know.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on. We all know your nose is growing right now, too. Head hits. Any head hit.
Well, you gotta... I see you laughing over that. That's the first time I've ever seen you laugh when you play those clips. I didn't realize it was giving you that. It gives me that amusement, too, as well. So what else we got, Robin? What else is in the news?
What else is in the news? We now have phone calls.
Bring him in.
Unfortunately, one of them's Newman.
Probably
what's going on, Newman? Newman.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Not much. You must be that poor, Jim, to be texting Stacey. Begging her to come on the show.
No, I didn't beg her. I didn't beg her. She texted me earlier. She said, I'm going to call in tonight. And then when she did, that was in addition to the lovely picture she texted me. And then when she hadn't called in, I know we're running out of time. I sent her a text. I said, I thought you're calling in. Don't beg anybody to listen to this show. Zachariah, what's going on, my friend?
Jim, how's it going, guys?
Was that pretty good, Zach? How about you?
Hanging in there. Listen, I have a question because everybody's bashing Tortorella. My question is,
everybody,
who would you want to see replace him?
John Buckler.
Last Thursday, when I was at the home opener, one fan in the 400 section suggested that should be Jim Schoenfeld.
Well, isn't he wearing like 14 different hats already? Isn't he the assistant GM, the defensive coach, the Hartford Whalers GM and president GM? Schoenfeld does not like to be the coach. One of the problems he's had in the past is he doesn't like to deal with the media. I don't think he has any desire to be coached. That's why, although I like him a lot better. I mean, I can't say I like him better, but I could see them improving under him, possibly. I don't think that's a viable option. I think people who clamor for Adam Graves are just, you know, pining for sentimental, just to see Adam again.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Fans were saying that they want to see players like Adam Graves or Mark Messier behind the bench. I got one thing to say to them. Stop it. Just because they were good for the team as players, just because they're good for the team off the ice, does not mean they're going to be good as coaches. For all we know, they could be terrible. Look at Wayne Gretzky, for example, the best player in the league, the coach behind
of all time.
The Phoenix Coyotes, and he was not good.
Guy is the greatest player of all time. And that's why you think of, like, you know, Gordie Howe never went into coaching. He probably knew better. Not everybody can play like they could, and with the determination and the skill and the passion. So,
and the game has evolved over time, that people are, the players now aren't playing like the way these old players used to play.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Do you follow our show on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes.
Do you get, seriously, do you get inundated with emails from Blog Talk Radio when we're on the air?
No.
Okay. Do you get an email, that says our show's going to be on?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you know what? We had some scheduling issues tonight, so that may be why you didn't get that message. But I'm just curious because there's another show that I follow on Blog Talk Radio, and I've gotten 5 messages in the last hour and a half that show was on the air, is on the air, is still on the air, is broadcasting live, and now I can listen to the podcast. And I just want to make sure that people aren't getting overwhelmed with emails about this show, because
yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't want them to turn them off to the show.
And that's ridiculous. 5 emails.
Yeah.
My show is on the air. I get it.
Well, I'm used to having a show on like every Tuesday or Wednesday, so I check in anyways.
Guys,
okay, good man, check.
Guys that are saying in the chat room are saying they get them. Do you get that many about our show? Do you really get 5 emails when our show is on the air that our show is on the air?
I don't think I get any emails.
You have to
probably not.
Yeah, you have to be like subscribed to our show or something like that on Blog Talk.
Oh, I'm probably not.
Yeah, you have to set reminders or something. I don't
French
know.
Mr. French is getting emails after the show.
Well, there is an email that goes out that says my podcast is available or something like that.
Right.
But
I just see whatever's on Facebook.
Okay. All I'm saying is, if that's the case, unsubscribe to our show on Blog Talk Radio and just come listen to it. You guys are all in the Facebook group. You know when the shows are on. I don't want to be bogging
if
out your inbox.
If it's
problematic.
Yeah. Right.
Whatever.
He's just whatever, dude.
Boy, what a show. Wow. Ooh.
Now, Zach, you've been at the NHL store? Or you've been working down there? Anybody come in? Anybody we should know about?
Ken Danico was there Monday doing the NHL Live. That was about it.
He sucks.
Yawn.
Yeah.
What do you have? Well, I heard he's a nice guy, right?
He's a very nice guy. Out of all the people that come, excuse me, out of all the people that come in, he's definitely the nicest one.
How about that Bill Pito? You like him?
Screw him. Every time he comes in now, he looks at me and just shakes his head, Mark Stahl, as he runs away from me.
Really?
Yeah, I've just given up on him.
Zach, next time you see him, just invite him for Thanksgiving and see what he says. Just see what his reaction is. Just say, hey, Bill, how about coming over for Thanksgiving?
I guarantee, well, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. The family that I have to see, I am not a fan of them.
Wow. I didn't know
that. Every year I go to Long Island to my mom's cousin's family, and all they're talking about is Seinfeld, Entourage, Curb Your Enthusiasm, fantasy football, regular football, or a wedding or a bar mitzvah coming up.
Sounds like mine.
Here comes Zach.
I swear they play that music every time I walk into the house, as if I'm Larry David.
That's Eddie's favorite show right there. He's a Curb Your Enthusiast.
Yes, you don't mess around with that.
That's one of his favorites.
Fortunately, this will be the second year in a row that we'll have to leave early because I have to get up early Friday to work at the NHL store.
Don't burden us with your problems. Get off the phone.
No, it's a good thing. I want to be at the NHL store early in the morning.
On Thanksgiving?
No, the day after Thanksgiving. Okay. Black Friday.
Black Friday.
You're not going to go to the Winter Classic in December?
In January? I don't know yet. I have to get tickets. If I can get tickets.
They're having one in December, too. Show up. No, it's in January.
In December, but it's just Blue Shirt Underground people playing street hockey.
December 28th. The Winter Classic at the Blarney Rock.
That'd be pretty funny.
Speaking of the viewing party at the Boring Rock, I have a suggestion. Assuming Robbie will make it, how about he and I will call the game? We'll put the sound on mute so we don't put the game on mute so we don't have to listen to Sam and Joe, and Robbie and I will do it.
No, that would be more torturous than listening to those two.
Oh.
Although I will say Zach does a great impersonation of the Rangers PA announcer. Who is the PA announcer at the Garden now?
Joe Tallis.
Without getting too loud, can you do the impersonation over the phone, Zach?
I can't right now. It's going to sound weird.
Okay. All right. Well, he does a very good one. He does the whole Edward Lundquist.
What I tried doing at Eva's birthday party, which they did not do at MSG, was to take a moment of silence for Derek Brugard and for some of those former Ranger players for Lokomotiv. At MSG, they did not take a moment. They did not take a moment of silence before the puck drop. And during the first commercial break, and then you see somebody wrote about it a few places the next day that the Rangers admitted to screwing that one up.
Oh yeah, of course. They always screwed up. Whatever's important to the Ranger fan or hockey fan, they will screw up. That's why we're here on Blue Shirt Underground Radio every Wednesday night, and sometimes Monday nights, like next Monday. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Zach. Did you watch the game Monday? What were your thoughts?
I watched the game on Monday. I was at the NHL store. Rangers, I'm surprised. They finally played a full 60 minutes. And I'm really happy about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was a good effort. And I think we can build on it. I think the Rangers are going to get a little swagger off that win. You know what it feels to win and put the puck. 9 goals in the last 2 games. I mean, that's pretty good for this Ranger club who's been just totally offensively dormant for the first
now, set. Yeah, at the same time, though, correct me if I'm wrong, the third period, is it me or did the Rangers look a bit relaxed?
Relaxed in a good way or a bad way?
In a not-so-good way. I could be wrong because I really wasn't paying close attention to it, but it seemed like the Rangers weren't putting in enough sustained pressure in order to maintain the lead, like they usually do.
I didn't get that vibe at all.
It was definitely somewhere in the game that the Sharks dominated. I don't remember if it was in the second period or in the third period, but it did concern me quite a bit.
I didn't think that, but, you know, San Jose was, I could see them getting back on their heels a little bit. Let's face it, San Jose's had been playing well until then, but I didn't see them getting dominated. I thought the last 10 minutes went pretty smoothly, and boy, did they try to get Callahan that hat trick. Now, that's something I wanted to talk about, and I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, you didn't bring it up, but by you talking about that, it's now made me think about that. Finally, Jim, and finally, fans, we got to see our captain for years. I don't think, I guess, since was Shanahan ever the captain on this team? Yeah, he was, right?
No, he wasn't. He was the alternate captain.
Was Yager ever a captain on this team?
Yes.
Of course.
I don't remember those years. I didn't watch. But, okay. Finally, we have a captain demonstrating on the ice what a captain is supposed to do. And by golly, that guy put in two nice goals. And then at the end, almost got the third. But for some reason, John Tortorella didn't put him out there in the last minute, only the last 30 seconds, which I didn't get. You get that guy the hat trick. He plays on the third line. You know, I mean, he plays on that line for the third period, last minute. You get him out there. And I thought that it might be a turning point for the Rangers as a team, to see their captain do what Chris Drury could not do as a Ranger, and that is score goals consistently, or ever. Well, you know, I mean, Cali's got 5 goals, and what, we got 9 games in? That's pretty good. Now, I know Cali's a streaky scorer, and he's probably going to come off this, but I was so glad to see our captain doing it on the ice. Scoring pretty goals, diving on it. That goal he scored where he was all flat on his back. That was impressive, Jim.
It was. It was beautiful.
Yeah. So that's what I think. I really enjoyed that.
I think everybody enjoyed that.
We did. All right, Zach.
Take care, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Take care, Zach.
Hey, good night.
Bye. Yes, and Frosty, happy birthday tomorrow, buddy. All the best.
Yeah, Frosty, happy birthday, bro.
Frosty turning 73 tomorrow. I think.
It's Frosty's birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's happy birthday, Frosty.
Tonight, featuring for his birthday spectacular,
birthday. It's Frosty's birthday. It's
Jan Denis.
John Sim.
And Elkie Summers.
Susan Anton.
And the Frosty birthday spectacular.
He's seen enough.
All right, enough of that.
never, ever not make me laugh. All right, I think you ready for Cutter? You want to talk to Cutter? I think he's on hold.
Yes.
Cutter, is that you?
Yep.
How are
Cutter,
you?
Cutter, are you? Hi. Are you here to gloat about your Maple Leafs?
Actually, no. You guys did get jobbed on Thursday.
Yummy, yummy, yummy cupcake. Yummy, yummy cupcake. Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
Shit.
Oh, brother.
All right, so
yummy, yummy cupcake. Yummy, yummy.
Okay.
It's all more entertaining than this phone call will be.
No, come on. Let's give him the chance here. Now, you think we did a good job on bashing the Rangers or the Maple Leafs?
What do you mean by that? Bashing?
Well, you said we did a pretty good job, and then Jim played a clip. So I didn't hear what you said after that.
No, I'm just saying that you guys got jobbed on Thursday with that ref call.
Now you're talking sense.
Yeah, you
fall off your scooter, and now you've finally come to a realization that we got jobbed because the Rangers never lose a game unless the refs screw us.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys were on the verge of going up 2-0 and putting the Leafs on the ropes, and then they called that.
Did the Leafs win tonight? Tell me they beat
the Devil Dogs.
Very good.
Yes, we
the
got
game
them
over?
5-3. 5-3, we got them.
All right. I thank your Maple Leafs. Listen to Leafs Crisis, by the way. I saw your Halloween costume up there on Facebook. Very good job. Did you win the contest?
Voting actually goes this weekend.
What? Halloween was on Monday. What, are you going to wait a week?
I didn't see this Halloween costume. I'm going there right now.
Oh boy. I thought it was very good. It's very nice. Good job.
Yeah.
What is it?
I think I did a good enough job.
What is with Jeff? What is with all these games you play? These pyramids and Bejeweled Blitz. What's with all these games you play on Facebook? What is this? Quizmaster?
Hey.
What is it? All right.
Hey,
is this you here in the show? All right. This is you with the. I'm trying to look at your picture for the Halloween costume. Is this you with the mask on here? Who are you, Mike Palmateer?
Yep. It kind of looks like Palmateer's mask, yeah.
Now, what is this, at work? You were at work, I take it?
Of course, yes, sir.
At the kitchen or Walmart, or you work at Target or something like that? Or something like Target, right? Or something like that?
Sellers. That's who Target took over.
Oh, gotcha, okay. So it's like the James way of Kitchener.
So it's, what's it called? Sellers?
Sellers. Give us that, yes.
So you got hockey cards over there? You going to hook me up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll hook you up. Don't worry.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Oh, it's Sellers with a Z.
That's what I said.
Right.
Fuzzy Sellers?
Fuzzy Sellers?
not really.
Not really? Okay.
No, I wouldn't want to be affiliated with Fuzzy Seller. I mean, his racism of Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Was there a point to this at all?
Jeff, you
run
out of...
Well, actually, there is a valid point for me calling. Just give me a chance. That's all I ask.
I'm giving you a chance.
Well,
okay.
Okay.
So yesterday I go to this sporting goods store, like I'm trying to apply there, and they have an example of the Rangers Winter Classic jersey with Gretzky's name on the back.
That's weird. A Winter Classic jersey? With Gretzky?
Yeah, and it has the Winter Classic patch on it.
The Winter Classic hasn't been released yet for the Rangers, right?
Well, I guess not. Apparently, there's supposed to be something.
It was funny at the game. I just want to say one thing. At the game, I saw somebody with a Brad Richards 85th anniversary jersey, and I was like, Brad Richards wasn't on the team last year. Would this guy go back in a time machine? Okay, sorry.
Well, I mean,
go ahead, Weezer.
Support. Okay, well,
he's trying to support
Brad Richards.
You're supporting buying a jersey. It's those corporate criminals that make the money. Brad Richards ain't getting no money. Joffrey Lupo get a hat trick?
Yes, Lupo got a hat trick in the second period today. Well,
all right. Anything else to say?
Well, yes. I saw the Flyers Winter Classic jersey too, like Danny Briere one, and it looks so much like the Quakers jersey.
There's gotta be a point to this. I can't go through your whole day and what you saw and what you didn't see. This is the mouth. I challenge you, Leaf Crisis. I challenge you.
It's enough.
Too much for the liver, as my grandmother used to say. Lord, too much for
people,
the liver.
People are actually leaving the chat room while he's talking. I mean, it's like listening to Stan Fischler without the excitement.
And the bad predictions. Matt Gilroy will win the Calder Trophy. Yeah, that one came through, Stanley. I still have that somewhere. So is that about it, Jim?
Actually, I'm trying to... Are you there?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm trying to bring on a... Trying to make something work here.
You trying to get Paulie D show on while we're on?
Yeah, no, he's off the air. Trying to...
Dell.
How could you...
He does good numbers in podcasts. I'm more upset that he's not consulting. We're the big boys on the block. We're the, you got to come to the mob. You got to come to the head bosses for permission. What are you trying to look up? You trying to figure out Delzato's hits compared to Mark Stahl's hits?
Cutter kicked me off the show.
Wow.
I was so bored. Oh, look, Newman's here.
Well, boy, what's the chat room now? It's going to be hearing more.
Yeah, including me. I think it's enough.
We all know your nose is growing right now, too, there, Pinocchio.
All right. Well, I guess that's it, then. Boy, I got to tell you. We got deflated real quick here.
He just brings everything down.
He's radio ambient?
He's worse than Nick the Hockey Plumber.
What's the stuff that Michael Jackson was on?
Propofol? Propofol? Something like that.
Yeah, he's radio propofol.
Yes, Zach, your call was good. Chandler was great. Newman, you're terrible. Tell your girlfriend she's welcome to call. You're not.
Exactly. And
a bunch of garbage.
Exactly,
Paulie. And I want to thank every one of you for joining us tonight. This is my way of wrapping things up, if you haven't guessed. We enjoy you. We enjoy everything about this show. The Facebook page. Jim, did you see we're up to like 583 people on the Facebook page?
Yep. Where are all of they?
Well, listen, they listen on podcasts. People got things to do, you know. Listen, they're here.
Nothing comes before this show. This show, you know what, remember what Soprano told, you know what Tony Soprano, remember he told him when he did that make? This show comes before your family, before everything. Once you are in, there's no getting out.
That's right.
So our thanks to Zach and Chandler for calling in, to everybody, Frankie.
The French is here.
Mark Messier, I'm sorry, we ran out of time. We'll get to you next week. And good night.
Sayonara.
Don't forget, we'll see you Monday night for a Monday night spectacular. Eddie, always a pleasure. Got it, everybody.